You know what?
What?
I actually think I'd suit a mustache.
Yeah.
Handlebars or something, you know, or like a Tom Selleck yoke.
You'd look more like the fella that checks tickets on the 27 bus.
Leave it out. Maybe so, but before November, and that's what really matters, Joe, it's about raising awareness for men's health, mental health and suicide, cancer, relationships and stuff lads don't always talk about.
Movember's been funding over 1,300 projects worldwide since 2003. In Ireland alone, they've helped over 10,000 players, parents and coaches build mental fitness and resilience through GAA clubs, and they've pumped €2.5 million into prostate cancer research at UCD.
And you don't even need to grow a moustache. You can move 60 kilometres, host a mad event, or do your own daft challenge.
Right. I'll grow the moustache, you walk the trot.
I might as well. Sure, I'm wearing a tracksuit anyways, Joe, huh?
The moustache is calling. Raise funds, save lives. Sign up now at movember.com/register. Go loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for the crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another bonus episode of Stall It Without Own. Aw.
Minus own. Aw, you can hear the collective public on. Aw.
Then turning off their voices.
But it's okay, when he's not here, I'm unhinged. I'm off the leash.
And he does what he wants. He does what he wants when I was not here.
Say want.
Say and get real political. And yeah, he might talk about food and not only do and because I'm not here.
Lil nut.
We're going to do the question now.
Might edit it though.
Yeah, probably be gone. Most of it does go with you.
True. Or it's beeped out.
Well, I'll read one out for you.
Go on, so.
I'm definitely not going to read the first one because oh, is that just one?
Do you want me to read it for you?
Yeah. Is this just one? Okay. Will you do that one there, Joe?
Right. Okay. Next.
Because you do what you want, Pat.
I'll read what I want.
Yup.
Read more. Jeez, you know it's a long way. Okay. Question one. Hey, Owen. And of course, Darren and Joe. That's a pro Owen start subject line. I have to email in and tell you the story of how Darren Conway saved me life. No, really.
What?
Recently, I was in the shower. Yes, I know this next sentence sounds strange. But as I was in the shower, I just kept hearing, "Do you wash your legs in the shower?" ringing through my ears. Courtesy of Darren Conway.
That's Dave's thing on Today FM.
Oh, it is, right, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, go.
And I thought to myself, actually, do I wash my legs in the shower? So I decided, better start making sure I wash my legs in the shower. When all of a sudden, I could feel a lump on the back of my leg.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not his calves, I'm guessing. It felt big and strange. And to my absolute horror.
It's a woman, by the way.
Is it?
D.
When I looked, I had a tick. And it was deep in my leg, trying to suck the life from me.
Ooh.
The absolute panic and chaos ensued. Screaming all over the house. I had a tick in my leg. My other half trying to make sure he got all of it out of my leg. What was he doing? Sucking it out?
That's what ticks do.
Turns out, after a walk a day previous with the dog in the woods, a tick had come home with us and found its way to my leg. Mind you, we are always so over concerned a tick would be in the dog's fur and always checked her after.
Mm-hmm.
Never imagine I'd be its victim.
Jeez, normally the dogs.
The risk of Lyme disease is increased if the tick is feeding from you for a longer period of time. So thankfully, I washed my legs in the shower and got antibiotics and avoided a serious illness. I think Darren should be the face of a national campaign to ask the serious question, do you wash your legs in the shower? Because even my friends couldn't remember if they washed their legs in the shower. Awareness raising is needed. So cheers, Darren and Stala. Keep up the great work from D.
No. I can't take any credit for that.
You can take all the credit.
No. That's Dave Moore things on Today FM. That's his thing.
But I don't think D listens to Today FM, but she listens to the Stala podcast.
Yeah, so basically what I'm trying to say is that's mine now. Because I'll do what I want because Owen's not here.
Exactly.
So I don't care if it's Dave Morse because it's mine now. Yeah. And maybe I'll write, maybe I will fucking spread more awareness to that subject.
Darren, how does it feel to have saved someone's life?
It feels good.
She washed her leg and felt a lump.
Because she thought of me saying, do you wash your legs in the shower?
Yeah. I mean, it's nice that she thinks of you while she's in the shower, isn't it?
That's a bit weird, that one, isn't it?
It is a bit strange.
But it kind of makes sense because you're she's sexy? In the shower and I said something in reference to...
Because the tick, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
In the shower, like.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
It'd be weirder if like, she's just like chilling out and she just like thought of it.
Yeah, yeah, then it
But the fact
weird.
That she's in the shower and thought about that bit, about washing your legs in the shower, yeah. makes sense, like.
Now you want me, I kind of want to feel the back of my legs.
Let's see if we have any lumps. Ticks. I didn't even know ticks liked humans.
Oh yeah, that's how you get Lyme disease, man. Lyme yeah. disease is very, very bad. It's not curable, isn't it? Sure it's not.
Did Justin Bieber not have that?
Probably. If you have it, you have it for life, I think.
What's it like, Lyme scale?
Lyme scale, no, it's really bad. Lyme disease what? Is really bad.
Is it like a poison?
It's an infection.
From about, a tick, like, kind of from an insect, like.
It's.
Is it like when I had cellulitis?
Worse, I think. It's pretty bad. It's really bad.
But that's because you caught it early,
it
though.
Can kill you.
Because of me.
And then I don't know what a fella did to take it. Was he sucking on a leg? I want to get answers on that now. So, D, how was your fella trying to get the tick out of your leg?
Probably a tweezers or something.
She said sucking it. Oh, no, she didn't say sucking it.
Where are you getting that from?
What did she say? Let me say here. let me
and see. You'll say that because Owen's not here. And you'll do what you want. Am I right?
I'll do what I want. I'll say what I want. That fella was sucking the legs off her. Suck that tick. Suck that little tick. Like, where the fuck is it? What? A tick had come home and I was, the risk of Lyme. Thankfully, I washed my legs, got antibiotics. Where was it?
Where did you get that from?
Yeah, dude. My other half trying to make sure he got all of it out of my leg.
Why did you think of sucking it, though?
Because how else would you get it out?
Fucking like the way I pop a pimple or something.
Oh, really?
I'd say so.
Oh.
Tweezers like, yeah.
Isn't that
too fucking
small?
Suck the thing.
We don't know. How would you not feel a bleeding thing going into your leg? Oh! I hate it. It's disgusting. I'm happy, though, for her. I'm happy for Dee that she found it. And you're basically a superhero now.
Basically. No bother, Dee. I'm happy to help.
Saving your life on tick.
I wonder how many other lives I've saved through the podcast.
I guess we'll never know.
Hey, watch that bus or car. Hopefully next week someone just like, I just saved them from walking out and in front of a bus.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what?
What?
I actually think I'd suit a mustache.
Yeah.
Handlebars or something, you know, or like a Tom Selleck yoke.
You'd look more like the fella that checks tickets on the 27 bus.
Leave it out. Maybe so, but before Movember, and that's what really matters, Joe, it's about raising awareness for men's health, mental health and suicide, cancer, relationships and stuff lads don't always talk about.
Movember's been funding over 1,300 projects worldwide since 2003. In Ireland alone, they've helped over 10,000 players, parents and coaches build mental fitness and resilience through GAA clubs, and they've pumped 2.5 million euro into prostate cancer research at UCD.
And you don't even need to grow a mustache. You can move 60 kilometres, host a mad event, or do your own daft challenge.
Right. I'll grow the mustache, you walk the trot.
I might as well. Sure, I'm wearing a tracksuit anyways, Joe, huh?
The mustache is calling. Raise funds, save lives, sign up now at movember.com/register.
Will I read this one?
Yeah.
This one says, yup lads, would you rather only be able to use one toilet for the rest of your life or never be able to use the same toilet twice? Paul.
Ah, one toilet for the rest of my life.
Just clean it. Bit of bleach.
Well, just use the same toilet.
Or never be able to use the same toilet twice.
Sure, you can never have a shite in your gaff again.
Can you simplify that one for me? Or is that as simple as it gets?
You can never go to the toilet in the same toilet that you have, or any toilet in general. You'll always have to go to a different toilet every
so
time you go.
So if you're at home and you used your toilet, you can't use it again?
Yes. But it also means...
that you can only use your home, toilet at home.
Yeah, so if you need to go in here, you can't.
Imagine like an only. Like, what would you do, right?
I know what I'd do.
If you went to toilet in Blanchetown Shopping Centre and that came into effect.
Yeah, yeah.
And you could only go to Blanche for a shite, like.
Yeah. You'd be stuck.
And they close at 6 or something, or 8 on a Thursday.
I'd go with the forced option, but I'd bring around like a potty, and that's what would be
you
my.
Can't.
Well, that's the same one over and over. Like a potty.
Oh, right.
Like a kid's potty, but for an
adult. If it came into effect, if it like happened and you didn't know it was happening, and then you came out of the toilet in Blanche and someone came and goes, do you know you can only use the toilet in Blanche now forever?
Oh, I say, fuck. I'd say you're for real.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What would you do? They'd have to like make an exception for you to use it any time, 24 hours a day.
You'd have to live there.
Yeah, you used to break into shopping centres the whole time.
I did it once.
Cheers.
Those
guys.
Trapped myself in Debenhams or whatever it was at the time. Came in.
Fantasising about the mannequins.
Yeah.
Oh, stop.
That was exciting. Anyway.
But yeah, I don't know. Like, fucking. I'd use the same toy. I just used the one in the gaff.
I've another long one here, have you?
Oh, you can have that one then.
This is from Jennifer in Nace, Darren.
Where?
Jennifer in Nace.
Where's that?
Kildare.
No way.
What's your immediate boring fact that you rattle out of the top of your head when needed? Here's mine. The Irish have one of the lowest rates of lactose intolerance in the world. 5% versus 65%. Yeah. A long tradition of dairy farming meant that those with the lactase persistence trait had a significant evolutionary advantage. Side note, prior to the Great Famine, the Irish peasantry's diet of potatoes and milk provided a monotonous but extremely nutritious diet, which meant Ireland was frequently commented on both for the poverty of its peasantry and how strong and attractive they were. There was a study done in the Victorian era comparing different peasants, and it found the Irish peasants were much stronger than their British or continental counterparts. This was almost certainly due to their diet. She also says, did you know the term dig came from on tiggin' to? Do you understand? As in, can you dig it?
Sucker.
Or you dig now for you? Mm. Well, thanks very much, Jennifer from Nace.
I didn't know that.
I don't believe it either.
Nah.
On tiggin' to.
Can you dig it, sucker? Did.
Does that mean, do you understand? On tiggin' to? Yeah.
What's the intolerance in the 5% to 65%?
Irish people, only 5% of us are lactose intolerant, and 65% of the rest of the world is lactose intolerant.
Oh.
So we can tolerate milk.
More than 65% of the world.
More than they can, which is pretty fucking interesting. So what's your most boring fact that you roll out?
I don't know. Do I say boring facts often? Can you tell me?
I don't know.
I can't remember you doing one.
There's more grains of sand on Earth than there is stars.
That's probably the most.
There's more stars in the universe than there is.
I think you've said that before.
That's what I think is probably the most boring. You always say that. Boring one, yeah.
Actually, you're asking us what one we always say? Or is it just like what's one you can think of?
What's one you can think of?
That would be one that I would think of, definitely.
We know more about space than we do with the ocean.
Yeah, the ocean. The truth is out there. We just don't know it yet. Would that be one? No, that's not really a fact.
A multi-million insurance policy was taken out on the Twin Towers the day before the
now,
planes
come on
crashed.
Now.
I just think that's an interesting fact.
That is true, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you think of
it's
that.
Not even that boring. It's just kind of, okay.
I'll have to check that one out when I go home.
But in terms of boring facts.
Boring facts. I'm not Googling it, I swear.
Do you know how many presidents Ireland has had? Do you know what number of presidents this will be when she's elected? 10.
Close.
This would be the double digits president.
Is that a boring fact?
I think so.
Yeah, someone told me that. If I was having
don't
a point,
a fuck
if,
about
if
that.
I was having a point in company and someone said that to me, I was going, no, don't give a fuck, mate.
Yeah, it's talking to me about that for.
And you know, you just beat Liverpool 2-1. They're talking to me about that.
You
stand there with me top off.
Trying to think now.
I could just Google it and it gives you shite ones. Carrots were originally purple.
Don't care.
That isn't even boring. That's kind of fucking interesting. Snails have teeth.
Oh,
octopuses have 3 hearts. Like, they're fuck off. Someone told me that in a company having a drink, I'd say, you know, that'd be Liverpool 2-1. Stand there at me top off. This one is from
Linda.
From Linda Land. I don't know why she said that, but fair play. Hi, Starlet Heads. Ah, I don't like that one. Starlet Heads.
Oh, hi.
From Linda in Linda Land. It's cool. It's all good. Hope you're okay.
Go on.
Right. Took ages to listen to number 62 bonus. Hard to keep pausing because of poxy work.
Arr, matey.
I used to eat orange skins. Dirty. I'd sit on the stairs and hide and give them up when I was 4 or 5.
Good for you. I'm glad to hear.
And me and my son had an imaginary friend. Ah, here what? Is this real? I know I'm at the beginning saying I hope you're okay, but I really do hope she's okay now. And me and my son had an imaginary friend called
just
Smelly.
Just our son. And my son.
Oh, and my son had an imaginary. Fuck, this is all going terrible.
Go on. Had an imaginary friend.
My son
friend.
Had an imaginary. No! My son had an imaginary friend called Smelly Jelly. Found piss in the shower when he was 3. It was Smelly Jelly who did it. Ah, kids, you gotta love them. Low Latin faces. Always listen. Love yous. Afraid to email because last time nearly sent it from the boss's email. Eek. Why would you have the boss's email? Keep stalling it. Linda from Lindaland. That's a joke.
Thank you, Linda.
You wind us up.
I'd love to know how you have the boss's email. Please do email from the boss's email.
Give us his IBAN.
Yeah, send us his BIC number.
That's a mad one.
But thank you. And I
orange skins, because you were talking about eating orange skins.
Eating orange skins, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is disgusting.
Yeah.
Only in Lindaland.
Only, but that happened in Lindaland.
What an interesting family Linda has. Eating orange skins on the stairs and then...
And blaming an imaginary friend and pissing in the shower.
Yeah.
Who doesn't piss in the shower?
That should be all pissing in the shower.
It's easier when you're in there.
And the water makes you want to go.
Yeah, it does that to you when it hits you. You're just like, oh, I need to have a piss.
You sure may as well.
Not going to get out, are you?
Yeah. Unless you have toilets near the shower and you can just kind of aim.
Just
and
open
shoot.
The door and just go... But mine's a bit far before then, that, so I'll probably hit the ground. That's why I do it in the shower.
But Lindaland sounds like a special kind of place. My kind of place.
That's all I'm about that.
I'm all about that, Linda.
I'm all about Lindaland.
Hey, capital of Lindaland is Lindaville.
Linden Village.
Linden Village. That's the national drink. Good stuff. Take me to Lindaland. Right, here's another one. And it's from it's from Glenn.
Glenn?
Yeah, who's Glenn?
The bus driver.
Bus driver, yeah. Yeah, I knew that. I knew that.
Is it about buses?
No. How are you, lads?
How are you, Glenn?
On the topic of creative... I'm going to talk like Glenn. All right, how are you, lads?
How do you know he talks like that?
Because he drives a bus. On the topic of creating your own conspiracy theory...
Go on, talk normal.
All right. On the topic of creating your own conspiracy theory, here's one I tore up whole drive... While driving, I guess. While driving around in the bus listening to the lads. You know the Spire in Dublin? That massive metal pole on O'Connell Street that everyone jokes about. Yeah, well, it might not just be art. When it was built, the council said they buried a time capsule underneath it. But that story only appeared after construction had already started. It was never in the original plans. What if the time capsule was just a cover for something else? Like a secure access door leading to an underground facility. There's a theory that right beneath the spire, there's a hidden communications hub designed to contact something or someone not from this world. The spire itself is basically a massive antenna, perfectly shaped and aligned to transmit signals beyond Earth's atmosphere. And here's where it gets weird. The proposed plan to turn the GPO site into a new shopping centre. On paper, that's about retail and tourism, but the GPO sits directly across from the spire, right where underground cables are believed to run. The theory is that the shopping centre... it's just a cover story to bring in new tech and upgrade the computers that manage the alien contact system below O'Connell Street. Ever notice how the spire's light flickers at odd hours of the night? That might not be a glitch. It could be a signal. Maybe the spire isn't just a monument. Maybe it's Ireland's connection to something far bigger than we're meant to know. From Glenn, the bus driver.
I'll have what Glenn's smoking.
And maybe it's trying to contact Tree Eye Atlas, which we talk about in the main episode on Wednesday. But I think he could be onto something.
Just leaving it at that. I think that question, it's not really a question, is it? It's more of his imagination running away with him from smoking the funny stuff and driving the bus. But I think that's one just to leave us all with and just ponder.
Let's think about that. Let's sleep on that.
I have to come back to that one.
Well, we will. Glenn, you mad thing. Lashing the ChatGPT out of it.
There's a load of dashes in it.
There was a load of dashes in it, yeah.
Yeah. I know, Glenn, fair play to you. I'd be like that now myself the whole time, thinking about that sort of stuff, so.
Yeah. Would you, yeah?
No.
And maybe the portal is actually a portal.
And you can just, like, get into it. Like in Little Nicky. Like a portal to hell.
Maybe it's an entrance to one of the spaceships when the mothership arrives.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting thought there, Glenn.
Yeah, Glenn. See you, Glenn.
All the best, Glenn. Right? And thanks.
And everyone.
Everyone see you else. All. If you have any questions, send them into stala@goloudnow.com. Statements, questions, anything you want.
Linda Land. All of that.
Linda Land.
Linda Land is a legend.
Get your tickets now.
To Linda Land. Also known as Emerald Park. You know what?
What?
I actually think I'd suit a moustache.
Yeah?
Handlebars or something, you know, or like a Tom Selleck yoke.
You'd look more like the fella that checks tickets on the 27 bus.
Leave it out. Maybe so, but before Movember, and that's what really matters, Joe, it's about raising awareness for men's health, mental health and suicide, cancer, relationships and stuff lads don't always talk about.
Movember's been funding over 1,300 projects worldwide since 2003. In Ireland alone, they've helped over 10,000 players, parents and coaches build mental fitness and resilience through GAA clubs, and they've pumped €2.5 million into prostate cancer research at UCD.
And you don't even need to grow a moustache. You can move 60 kilometres, host a mad event or do your own daft challenge.
Right. I'll grow the moustache, you walk to draw it.
I might as well. Sure, I'm wearing a tracksuit anyways, Joe, huh?
The moustache is calling. Raise funds, save lives, sign up now at movember.com/register.